stall on, you know. And I gotta tell you, I don't know what they say for stop. I said, four was bilingual. G, using mild expectation. No. G, gravitational acceleration. G is a 50 to go to work. G is $1,000. Wait, here we are. G, used to express a command as to a horse or ox. Never heard of the horse. To turn to the right or go forward. Compare hall. So G's the right and hall left. No, I know that. No, it's the horse. You cluck. Get it started. Uh-huh. Any good horseman doesn't have to do anything except slightly compress his knees, lead forward slightly in the saddle. Well-trained horse, that means to go. Mm-hmm. And just pulling on the reins. Mm-hmm. So all we got to do is say, whoa. Can't cluck any longer. But I remember the coachman used to cluck to the horse. Well, he had a whip, though. But he clucked. Of course, he was a nigger to show off, had to make noise just to sit his individuality. But either orders to the horse, except as a trained dog and pony show horse, you don't need many orders. I think they know about whoa, but whoa is always accompanied by tightening of the reins. And the horse pays attention to that more, he pays attention to what you're saying to him.
Yeah.
But the cluck, horses would start with a cluck. Can you cluck, Virginia? Isn't that about it? Much louder than that. But I remember the French horses, though, they didn't know about cluck, they knew about allay.
What about, you mentioned, what about cows? Do they, did they use calls for them?
The what?
Cows.
Cows?
Yeah.
Use what?
Calls to get them to come in, or?
Suki, Suki, Suki. Suki.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
the cows?
Suki.
Oh, I can.
Of course, that's out of the pasture.
Y'all are doing that right now.
Oh, yeah, they come to Suki.
What about,
Suki, yeah, it was a call. Of course, generally, the call of cows is when they're out in big pasture. But here, but even then, all you got to do is rattle the pail and know that it's got some food in it, she'd come. But generally, I think it's called Suki. Yeah.
What about other animals, like chickens?
By the time they see the pan. Yeah, I think that's definitely called for the chickens. About hogs, yeah, about hog calling contest, we didn't have any hogs. I don't know nothing about any hogs.
Okay.
Suey, that's what you call a hog, isn't it? Excuse me, I'm putting that.
Okay. Okay. Did you know about how to hitch up a wagon?
Oh, well, hitch up a horse to a carriage and a buggy and an artillery carriage. More or less the same. I guess I fished wagons. Yeah, during the army, we had wagons. Fourgon, the French called them. We didn't have any until we got to France. But we were hitched. They had Dutch collars. The French did. We had the ordinary horse collar. And, the regular routine. First put on the bridle, then put on the collar, and then put on the breeching, the croup. Gosh, I could hitch a horse right now if I had a harness before him. I'd forgotten all the parts. Put the croup on the tail, and then back him into the shafts with the traces. Then put the toggle, put the traces on the toggle.
On the toggle, what's the
toggle?
That?
Well, here's the single tree, which goes back and forth. There's pivots in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of each single tree, is shaped to a half inch in diameter, yes. And the toggle, and a hole in it, and a strap. You take the trace back, and there's a loop in the end of the trace, a hole. More than a loop, it's just a slit. At mm-hmm. the end of the trace, you slit that over the tree, and then take the strap, it's tied to the tree, and you try to stick it through the hole so it'll stay in there. And that's a toggle.
Mm-hmm.